Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. Today I thought I'd feature five books that are published or in the process of being published by the University Press of Mississippi. There's a little bit of shameless self-promotion involved in doing that because my upcoming biography of Cootie Williams, Concerto for Cootie, is published by the University Press of Mississippi. But I thought I'd bring attention to some of the other books they have that have an Ellington connection. The first book that I'd like to talk about is The Drum is a Wild Woman, Jazz and Gender in African Diaspora Literature. It's by Patricia G. Lespinasse. It takes as a starting point Duke Ellington's 1957 album, A Drum is a Woman. And quoting from the book, The Drum is a Wild Woman explores the complex relationships between black women and modern jazz after World War II. I'll just play two parts from A Drum is a Woman, and they're both titled A Drum is a Woman. First, from the very beginning of the piece, which features Duke Ellington on piano and Margaret Tynes on vocal, and then A Drum is a Woman Part 2, about halfway through the work, and that features Ellington again on piano and Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone.
With no end. to doom, like the exotic tantalus in pursuit of some dark enchantress who knows you can't rest.
The next book we want to discuss is called Sax Expat Don Byers, and it's by Con Chapman, whom you would know from Rabbit's Blues, the biography he did of Johnny Hodges about 6 years ago, about 2019. And in 2019, we featured him in an interview about the book. I'll put the link on our page so that you can easily and readily access it. Don Byers is being included in this survey of Ellington-related books because he has a couple of connections with Ellington. The first being that in 1950, when the Ellington Band toured Europe, Don Byers was deputized to take the tenor chair. He had left America in the late 1940s and spent the rest of his life in Europe. Also in 1969, when the Ellington Band did yet another European tour, Don Byers sat in with the band. I don't have anything from his 1950s stint with the band, but I do have a recording from the 1969 visit. Don Byers sits in with the band when they play Diminuendo in Blue. It's a bit of a train wreck, and part of it is, for whatever reason, Don Byers came in prematurely, and unfortunately, the band changed keys on him, and to my ears, Byers never changed keys with him. And some have said that there may have been a little bit of alcohol involved in Byers's judgment. But anyway, from 1969, here's Don Byers with the Duke Ellington Orchestra playing Diminuendo in Blue. Thank you.
All right. to Dan Byers. Dan Byers.
Next book for discussion is Duke Ellington's Symphonic Visions, and it's by Luca Bragiolini. It will be released at the end of the year. This book was previously published in Italian, and now, for us English speakers and readers, it's available to us. And it discusses Ellington's symphonic works, particularly the 1963 album The Symphonic Ellington. There's a lot of great detail in there that you wouldn't know otherwise, and fortunately, he's able to interview musicians who took part in that session back in 1963 who are no longer with us, so there's a lot of great history there. One of the things he discusses is that on a piece like La Scala, She Too Pretty to Be Blue, the solos were overdubbed later in America, while the piece itself with the strings was recorded in Italy. So I'm going to play La Scala, She Too Pretty to Be Blue in support of Duke Ellington's Symphonic Visions by Luca Bragiolini. The soloists on this are Russell Procope on clarinet, Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone, Cootie Williams on trumpet, and Lawrence Brown on trombone.
Thank you.
Next up for your consideration, a tone parallel to Duke Ellington, The Man and the Music, by Jack Chambers. Jack Chambers has several books on Duke Ellington, and also he wrote a massive 2-volume biography of Miles Davis. So a tone parallel to Duke Ellington can best be described by what Dr. Chambers said in his introduction. Ellington's music presents a daunting task because of its sheer volume. The numbers defy credulity. Ellington wrote more than 2,000 compositions in numerous genres, including jazz and blues, pop songs, big band swing, reviews, hymns, tone poems, soundtracks, suites, ballets, concertos, and symphonies. He wrote music almost every day on trains, buses, ocean liners, and in recording studios, green rooms, and hotel suites. For anyone who might be enticed to delve into it, where does one start? The themes in this book make manageable entry points. The organization into themes, I hope, will bring new insights to listeners who already know Ellington's music. Most of all, I hope it will provide entry points for relative newcomers to Ellington's 50-year creative journey. So a question becomes for this particular segment, what song to use in support of Dr. Chambers' book? Chapter 3 of the book is entitled The Piano Player. And one of the pieces he mentions is Soul Soothing Beach from one of Ellington's piano recitals. So I'll play that in the trio version. And then in chapter 8, which is entitled Ellington in the Global Village, he mentions that same piece, which is part of the Togo Brava suite. And this version will be played by the full band. The soloist is Norris Turney on flute. Thank you. The last of the five books we'll talk about, which are published by the University Press of Mississippi, by the way, is my own, Concerto for Cootie, The Life and Times of Cootie Williams. And yes, I'm tooting my own book, because as I was told a long time ago, it's a mighty poor dog that won't wag his own tail. But in discussing the book, I would like to say that there are several podcasts in this series dealing with Cootie Williams, so there's only really a couple of songs I'll play specifically for this. The first piece I'm going to play is called Bateau, which is, of course, is French for boat. There's no Cootie Williams solo on this. The soloist is Duke Ellington pretty much throughout. The reason I'm playing this is because towards the end of his time with Ellington and throughout his time with Mercer Ellington, Cootie Williams didn't play parts. He just sat at the end of the section, and the only time the trumpet came up to his lips was when he was soloing. But on this particular piece, Cootie Williams is actually playing lead trumpet, and his sound is so distinctive you can hear him leading the section, and it's very clear it's him. Then we'll go back to the album Ellington 66 and hear the song Charade, which features Cootie Williams. Thank you. So that concludes this episode of Ellington Reflections, and I hope you go out and support all or at least some of these authors that I've discussed. Now more than ever, books matter. Thank you for listening. My name is Steve Bowie, and as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.